Hello, I'm Norma Galumbus. Welcome to the Norma Galumbus Lifestyle Podcast, a part of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network. Thank you for listening. Season 4, Episode 21. 2021, the year in review. My year-end blog post last year was titled, 2020, What the Hell Was That? Well, here we are, 365 days later, and we are still dealing with the same issues. I almost called this post, 2020, What the Hell Was That 2.0. I sure hope this doesn't turn into a trilogy. It's been a roller coaster ride with ups and downs, and although 2021 was a shaky year, it was an improvement over 2020. Here's a recap. January. Although vaccinations were underway, the Delta variant was on the move. Vaccine shortages, delays, and concerns about adverse reactions were much discussed topics. The Capitol Hill riots in Washington were a disturbing sight. Joe Biden was inaugurated as the new U.S. president, and my mom turned 92. In February, Tiger Woods was in a terrible car accident that sidelined him from pro golf. A polar vortex caused temperatures to drop below minus 50 with the wind chill. It was a little nippy and cold temperature records fell like dominoes. March. The pandemic continued into a third wave. Meghan and Harry's interview with Oprah shook things up in the royal family. Easter was another low-key holiday for our family. April. Spring came in early, but temperatures remained cool. The Queen's strength and stay, Prince Philip, passed away at the age of 99. Our oldest granddaughter had her last preteen birthday. May brought with it a drought. The farmers who planted crops early with the hope that it would rain had to reseed. Our grandson had his second birthday. June, Bill Cosby was released from prison after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court returned and overturned his 2018 sexual assault conviction. Meghan and Harry welcomed a baby girl they named Lilibet after the Queen. We went on a fishing trip to Cowan Lake to celebrate our 40th wedding anniversary. July. Masks were no longer mandatory. On July 2nd, we reached the hottest day of the year, plus 40 Celsius. The Norma Galumbus Lifestyle Podcast became a member of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network. We revisited Cowan Lake for our annual family vacation. The weather was beautiful, the meals amazing, and the kids played hard. In August, the last U.S. troops withdrew from Afghanistan. We celebrated my mother-in-law's 90th birthday, and our middle granddaughter turned 6. September, the ninth month, brought the fourth wave of the virus. September 11, 2021 marked the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. We attended a beautiful wedding in Saskatoon. Our granddaughter, the youngest of the girls, turned 3. October. At 90, William Shatner blasted into space. Seriously, Captain Kirk in real space. How cool was that? Thanksgiving for us was canceled due to a COVID contact. Masks were brought back. The weather was nice for October, and we enjoyed the extra time working in the yard and sitting around the fire table. In November, the Free Britney movement and documentary were the catalyst that finally ended the conservatorship imposed on Britney Spears years ago. We were snowed in for the winter the week of November 15th. The vaccine was approved for children ages 5 to 11. In December, I was a vendor at 3 trade shows this fall and continue to collaborate with local businesses to sell my line of handmade products in their establishments and from my online store. Booster vaccinations commenced. Oh joy, another variant of the coronavirus surfaced, the Omicron. I can never remember the name, so I just call it the unicorn. The pandemic. I know everyone is sick of hearing about it, but one can't write about the year without discussing it. It hit almost every country worldwide, and it's taken the lives of over 5 million people. Healthcare workers are exhausted and staffing shortages are a significant concern. Schools did remain open and sporting activities opened up for adults and kids. Things were a bit random as some functions were canceled while others limped their way through. COVID had made life even more complicated for young families. The anxiety they feel every time their child gets a fever or sniffle, having to pull them out of school or daycare, taking them for testing or vaccinations, and missing work is real. Little kids like my 2 and 3 year old grandchildren don't remember a time before COVID. They think it's normal for people to wear masks. They scan the playgrounds in the hopes that one will be vacant so they can play. As far as I know, there's never been a time in history when one health crisis came in 4 waves, with maybe more to come. All the waves and names for new variants reminds me of the way they name hurricanes. So far, we've used C, D, and O. So that leaves 23 other letters. Sweet Jesus, help us. There are benefits to wearing a hot, itchy, rash-inducing mask, though. You can eat chocolate, and nobody knows. Scowl, and nobody knows. Wear makeup on only half your face, and nobody knows. Who's going to know? Life goes on. Lumber, gas, and grocery prices rose. It seems the cost of most items has increased. People are fighting over Christmas turkeys, for heaven's sakes, even though they have tripled in price. Microchip shortages and delivery delays through the shaky supply chain stress the market. These chips are the building blocks of technology, and a deficiency affects many areas of our lives, including work, travel, entertainment, and healthcare. Now, to kick us when we're down, there's a cream cheese shortage. Jeff Bezos, the founder of e-commerce giant Amazon, was the wealthiest guy in the U.S., $201 billion. No surprise there. We need stuff, we order stuff. In entertainment news, songs by Justin Bieber, Olivia Rodrigo, Adele, Ed Sheeran, Ariana Grande, Walker Hayes, Luke Combs, Chris Stapleton, and Coffee Anderson were popular. I'm impressed that I actually know some of their songs. By the way, Lady Gaga did not end up with Bradley Cooper, well, that I know of. Even though I stopped trying to keep up years ago, I did note that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's marriage ended. Tough one. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton tied the knot, and Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez reignited their romance from 19 years ago. Does anybody remember Bennifer? Our CFL football team, the Saskatchewan Roughriders, made it to the semifinals but lost to Winnipeg. Sadly, even the unwavering support of fans who wear watermelon helmets and paint their protruding bellies green couldn't pull us through to the Grey Cup. I listened to many podcasts this year. I confess, I'm a true crime addict. My Netflix channel took a beating. There were binges. Watching shows like Yellowstone and Peaky Blinders broadened my horizons. I also watched Christmas movies until I was ready to barf. As you probably have guessed, I spent a fair bit of time on Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, Facebook, and TikTok. Sorry, not sorry. On most days, there's no one to talk to around here. So unfortunately for you, you're it. As a result of climate change, the world is changing before our eyes. The weather extremes we have been experiencing in Canada continue. Saskatchewan was hot and dry. We seem to be getting more days above plus 30, which isn't really typical. British Columbia had intense heat and little moisture, which led to raging forest fires in the summer, and then they were hit by torrential rains, mudslides, and floods in the fall. Other areas of the world were plagued by tornadoes, hurricanes, cyclones, record snowfalls, dust storms, floods, and wildfires. The blog. Cool Conversion: How to Convert a Camper into an Ice Fishing Unit was published by More of Our Canada magazine. Hard Labor, The Unbreakable Man of the Bunkhouse, and The Paris Café, established 1917, were published by Folklore magazine. The top posts on the blog in 2021 were Farmer John and Jane, The Paris Café, Summer Fashion Our Way, Boil Water, Frontier Midwives, and Rob's Story, One Veteran's Military Journey. Final thoughts. Throughout the year, I worked as a substitute educational associate at two Hutterite colonies and at a K-12 school, and as a substitute administrative assistant at the K-12 school. I love my creative time at home, but I also like getting out and spending time with staff and kids. I was thinking about the emotions I experienced over the past 12 months. Uncertainty, anxiety, disappointment, and frustration. But also love, hope, pride, peace, accomplishment, and optimism. I enjoyed good times and laughter with friends. It has been a rough patch. From professional athletes to Olympians to everyday people, mental health has been an issue. I felt powerless to do anything about what is going on in the world. It's kind of like the last time I tried to swim in the ocean. I couldn't get back up on shore and the waves kept pummeling me. It wasn't pretty. I felt exhausted at times this year, supporting others and trying to alleviate their fears. Over the past 2 years, we have gotten used to staying home more. We realized that if we didn't miss doing something we once did, then it probably wasn't that important in the first place. The days are getting longer now, and 2022 will be a fresh start with new hopes and dreams. I love the Grinch, and his Christmas list is one of my favorites for the new year. Wallow in self-pity. Stare into the abyss. Solve world hunger. Wrestle with self-loathing. This means he is book solid, but claims he may still have time to lay in bed, stare at the ceiling, and slowly slip into madness. Remember, the journey is the prize. Merry Christmas, Norma. Visit my lifestyle blog for episode pictures and links to my garden and published works pages, food blog, and gift shop. My website address is in the episode notes.
The Saskatchewan Podcast Network is supported by Direct West. Are you a business owner looking for new avenues to promote your business? Direct West's digital billboards are a great opportunity to highlight a new product, new promotion, or anything else you'd like your customers to know about. You can get local, expert marketing help for your business at directwest.com. The Saskatchewan Podcast Network is supported by Kinexys. Savings, checkings, GIC, budget, RESP, RRSP, TFSA, mutual funds, credit score, emergency funds, variable versus fixed rates, compound interest, retirement. The list goes on and on. It's time to make sense of it all. At Kinexys Credit Union, they want to help. Financial literacy is a critical life skill, giving you the knowledge and confidence to make smart, responsible decisions about your money. Visit KinexysMoneyTalk.ca to find expert advice, tips, and solutions for all life stages and events, and increase your financial literacy knowledge and confidence today.